بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had discussed the scene that will take place on the day of Qiyamah, when the disbelievers will be made to stand before the fire of Jahannam, and they will realize that they are now doomed, that the punishment is going to come to them, that there is no way for them to escape the punishment for their wrongdoing, for their disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how they will express their deep-hearted desire, يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They'll say that how we wish we could be sent back into this world, and then we will not make takdeeb, we will not deny the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we will be from those who have iman, we will believe in Allah, we will believe in the anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. But this also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَانُهُ عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. If they had to be sent back, then they would go back to those transgressions, those actions, the kufr, disbelief that they were prohibited from. So they would do the very same things all over again. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. They are just speaking lies. They are just trying to escape from the punishment. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions the statement that these people would make in this world. What was their mindset? How would they lead their lives in this world? وَقَالُوا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. Allah says that they would say, these people in this world, they would say that there is nothing but our worldly life. إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. There is no life but this worldly life. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. And we will not be resurrected. In other words, they did not believe in life after death. They did not believe in the concept of hisab, of accountability, that we will one day have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will have to reckon for our deeds, what we did in this world, and there will be a dar of jaza, of reward, of iqab, of punishment. There is jannat, jahannam. In fact, in other verses in Surah Yasin, we find, قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. They would ask this question, that who can give life to bones after they have decayed? In other words, once a person leaves this world, he passes away, and the flesh begins to rot away in the grave, and now there is nothing but bones that are there, and those bones also become old and decayed, then who is going to give life to this? So they would, in a very sarcastic way, mention this to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that we do not believe that there will be life after death, and we do not believe that there will be hisab and accountability. So this is what they would say. So now Allah says, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. If only you could see their condition, when they will be made to stand before their Lord, before Allah. قَالَ أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ. And Allah will say to them, that is this life not a reality? Is this life in the hereafter not a reality? Or is this Jannat and Jahannam not a reality? Now that you can see it in front of you, so what is your answer? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ وَرَبِّنَا. And they will answer, indeed, by our Lord, by our Rabb, this is definitely a reality. قَالَ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah will then say to them, that taste the punishment now because of your disbelief. So as we mentioned yesterday also, when it comes to a person's transgressions, when it comes to his sins in this world, a time will come where a person will have to acknowledge and confess and admit his guilt. Either he will do so in this world, and then there is a chance for tawbah, for istighfar. Or if he does not do it in this world, he continues to turn a blind eye to his own transgressions, then the day will come on the day of Qiyamah where he will have to acknowledge. So he has to do it sooner or later. Here also, a person leads his life in this world as though there is no accountability, there is no life after death. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on one occasion, the hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif, he drew in the sand, he drew a square, and he said to, and then he drew a line that was going through the center of that square and coming out on one side. And he said to Sahaba radiallahu anhum that this square represents the life of insan. In other words, it has already encompassed him from all sides. There was a start date to his life, there will be an end date to his life. And this line that you see coming through the center and leaving and moving out of the square, this represents the amal, the desire and the goals and the objectives that insan has in this worldly life. And he wants to do this, and he wants to achieve this, and he wants to achieve that. But as you can see, his life will eventually cut off, and those goals and those desires and those objectives will all not be fulfilled. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained further that different trials, different calamities, different things will come, obstacles will come in the life of this person that will prevent him from achieving his goals and his objectives in this world. But nevertheless, we find a person has lengthy goals and objectives, and while this is permissible to an extent, but we should never forget that our life can end at any point in time. Just a few weeks ago, some family member, not very elderly also, he went to the cardiologist, he had a full clean bill of health was given to him, and he's not on any medication, no illnesses, no sicknesses, very fit, very healthy. He took his family out in the morning, they went to buy some groceries, whatever it was, they came back home, he did some handiwork in the home as well. And as his family leaves the lounge to go and prepare some meals, they hear a noise, he's fallen down to the ground. Within the next few minutes, he has left this world. Without any warning, just like that. One minute he was sitting, talking, speaking to his wife, speaking to his grandchildren, the next minute he's not here. So death can come at any time. A person has to have this in his mind, that the life in this world is temporary. And the real life is the life of the akhirat. A person of iman understands that there is hisab, there is accountability. We cannot just do what we want to in this world, but we will have to stand before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We will have to give account for whatever we had done in this world. Therefore, we make the correct decisions. Now also, we are going through this period, the silly season. And a few days' time will be New Year's Eve also. And we know what temptation awaits us, especially our youth, our youngsters. But we make the correct decisions as parents, for ourselves, for our children, for our families. We make the correct decisions. It should not be for just one night or just a few hours of entertainment, of enjoyment, that we sacrifice our akhirat, we sacrifice our jannat. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.